The NFL playoffs starting up in just a few days. Extremely excited for Super Wildcard Weekend, and we are here to bring you all of the picks for the six games, going on this weekend. Two on Saturday, three on Sunday, and the first ever Wildcard Monday Night Football game. First really playoff game on Monday night, actually, capping off with Arizona at LA on Monday night. So that should be exciting. It's going to be a fun weekend of football. But Pooj Crew, thank you for being here for episode 127 of the Pooji Podcast. If you have not done so already, please subscribe. Please go find us on your preferred podcast streaming platform. If the videos are too long to sit down and watch, you can go find us on Spotify, Google, iHeart, all that good stuff, Apple even. So just go find us wherever is convenient for you. But nonetheless, thank you for supporting this channel. If you have not done so already, go check out episode 126 of the podcast. We recapped the Jaguars-Colts matchup from week 18, the Jaguars spoiling the Colts playoff chances with a 26-11 victory. And we had a lot of good comments and thoughts on that game and the team moving forward into the offseason. But I want to welcome Luke onto the podcast. Appreciate you being here, Luke. How excited are you for some playoff football?
Yeah, man, you go straight from a national championship game that was pretty competitive, going straight into some NFL playoff Sunday, Saturday. That's some good week of football right there.
Good week. And you know what? The playoff games in the college football playoff were not that competitive until the championship. But ultimately, I think the best team won the championship for the entire season. Georgia was the best team. You look back at the SEC championship game, and a lot of people might say Georgia knew they were already in the playoff no matter what. Alabama was pretty much playing for their lives. So that may have been why Bama won that. But nonetheless, Georgia Bulldogs, college football playoff champions of the 2021-22 season. So let's get into some NFL football, which I'm sure we'll see a lot of those guys that played the other night in the NFL here shortly come April. But let's just start it off with, first of all, I have a question for you. Over under 3.5 years until the Jaguars make the playoffs again.
Honestly, it really depends on who we hire, you know, as an office, as a front office, because like it's with our track record, very bad. I would say over, but I mean, if you get like a knockout of the park hire, you know, move some things around, I can see it with you have a good quarterback, a good young quarterback. Obviously, every rookie has their problems, and no rookie would have done well on the Jaguars. But you have a lot of money to spend in the free agency, and you got, I mean, for the first overall pick again. So you got some draft capital, you got some money. You're in a good spot. You just need to get some good people in the front office.
Good decision making. So if you had to pick over under 3.5 years, what would you go with?
I'd say over. I mean, this team has just had like no proven track record of making good decisions with this owner. And I'm not trying to bash him at all. It's just that when it comes to football decisions, he doesn't make great ones. When it comes to like trying to improve Jacksonville and everything, I think he's doing a good job there. So it's like you get a good and a bad.
Yeah. He's definitely more of a business minded guy. He's making Jacksonville a more desirable city to be in. But the team not making it a more desirable product to watch. But if we can win just two more games each season over the next four seasons, that would put us at 11-6 by year four. That would probably get us into the playoffs, but I don't know if Jags fans like us are going to be patient for that. So we'll see what happens. I think they do need to hit a home run higher here, but let's talk about some good teams in the NFL. And ironically enough, midway through the season, didn't really look like one of these teams was going to be a good team, having a three-game losing skid in the middle of the season in November. But the Las Vegas Raiders, by way of a field goal with 2 seconds left on Monday Night Football against the Chargers, have found their way into the playoffs and against the number four seed Cincinnati Bengals, who have been hot and cold at times. What are your thoughts on this matchup, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders have been looking pretty good as of late. And like you said, halfway through the season, they had, that whole thing with John Gruden getting fired or canned for whatever he did 10 years ago. So it's kind of like you're in turmoil, and maybe it rallied them at some point to come together and say, hey, we're going to win. Doesn't matter. He didn't make the team. We make the team. But I also do like the Bengals. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is on beast mode now. I mean, what would he have, like an insane stat line for fantasy owners like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Like,
yeah, 50, he won a lot of people some fantasy championships.
He's going beast mode right now. And honestly, I would say he should be rookie of the year. So you really can't, when there's a connection that well, that good with a quarterback and a receiver, it's hard to stop. Like Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, it's hard to stop whenever those two are on the same page.
Yeah, and it's not often that we see teammates from college get an opportunity to play together in the NFL, which gets me excited for when Travis Etienne comes back to play with Trevor Lawrence here in Jacksonville. But we talked about that skid in the middle of the season. They beat the Eagles by 11 points at the end of October, and then they go on to lose to the Giants 23-16. They lose to the Chiefs 41-14, and then they lose to this very here Bengals 32-13. But after that Bengals loss, they finished the season 5-2 with an overtime victory on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. They did lose to the football team following that, but then they finished the season 4-1 with another big loss to the Chiefs, but then finishing 16-14 over the Browns, 17-13 over the Broncos, 23-20 over the Colts, and 35-32 over the Chargers. So all four of their victories to close out the season were a field goal or less. I think that's something to keep an eye on in this game as well. They haven't really won games in big fashion over the last 2 months. They haven't blown teams out really at all this entire season. So that's something to look for in this matchup. I don't really know if they have any pieces, if the Raiders have any pieces that you look at and say that guy's going to show up and dominate. Josh Jacobs has had a subpar year. Obviously, the receivers, they have Bryan Edwards, who has kind of been a mediocre wide receiver for them. But they just, honestly, we say it every year about certain teams, they've just found ways to win. And they go up against a Bengals team who won the division, the AFC North, a very competitive division. Ravens lost that division going, I think it was 8-9. So they have a very competitive division that they were in. What do you think about the Bengals in this matchup?
Yeah, man, I like the Bengals. I actually would take the Bengals in this matchup. They're a home team this time around, right?
Yep, Bengals, home team.
Bengals are the home team, yeah. So I would take the home team Bengals. They're playing in front of, when's the last time the Cincinnati Bengals had a home playoff game? I mean, it's been quite a long time for them. I expect that stadium to be rocking and loud. The fact that the Raiders have won so many close games is very good. I'd say that's a good stat to have. I mean, it shows you can close out games, but it also shows that you can get scored on, and this Bengals team can score points. So
yeah,
it doesn't really bode well whenever you're winning only by a small margin, and this team's offense is high powered.
Yeah, and the Bengals blew out the Steelers back in late November, 41-10. And I think a lot of people, that was coming off the 32-13 victory against the Raiders. I think a lot of people thought, okay, yeah, this team's legit right after that game. Then they go on to lose by 19 points to the Chargers. They lose an overtime game to the 49ers on a field goal in overtime. Then they only beat the Broncos by 5 in mid-December. So I think that three-game stretch there kind of had people doubting the Bengals. But then they go out and beat the Ravens by 20. They go out and beat the Chiefs by 3. They lose to the Browns in a game that we saw the Bengals rest a lot of starters. They weren't really out there competing as strongly. But that Chiefs game, 34-31, I think is the one where a lot of people need to look at and say, okay, this team's resilient. It looked like they had the victory, and then the Chiefs came back and took the lead, and then the Bengals came back. And albeit a lot of penalties in the red zone by the Chiefs caused first and goal time and time again, Bengals come away with that victory. I am also going to go with the Bengals in this matchup. I just think their offense is too high powered, and neither of these teams have much experience in the playoffs. I think the Bengals have the advantage of home field, so I'll take the Bengals to win this one. Matt went ahead and took the Vegas Raiders. Devin took the Vegas Raiders as well to move on, and Jacob took the Bengals to win this game as well. So a lot of people were split 3-2 on the Bengals over the Raiders in this one. Let's move on to the Saturday 8:30 game, the Saturday night game, Buffalo at New England. It is the hat trick. It is the rubber match. Both these teams split their divisional games in the season, with New England winning at Buffalo in what a lot of people would remember as the Mac Jones handoff game. I think he had 3 total passes. Then Buffalo went to New England and ended up beating New England in Foxborough. Well, now we go back to Buffalo, where the Patriots won earlier in the season, and temperatures are projected to be below 10 degrees. Could see a similar type game flow in this game. What are your thoughts on this game, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, if you were looking at a snow game or a game that is more ground oriented, I think the Patriots have it. the running game for the Buffalo Bills for the past few years has been Josh Allen. I mean, I can't really name a stud running back on their team in a little while since maybe LeSean McCoy. So if we're going straight on the running game, I would go with the Patriots. But if it allows it for more gunslinging, I'll take the Bills at home. They've been playing well lately, and the fact that it might have lit a fire under them and they got beat at home by the Patriots, and that kind of gave them a little shakeup, because I think at that point the Patriots jumped them in the standings. Mm-hmm. That might have lit a fire under them and said, hey, let's get it together. Let's nail it down, because we are not in the lead of our division anymore, and they've been playing pretty well of late.
Yeah, it's interesting because outside of the Jaguars game in early January, 50-10, the Patriots lost three of their last four games, including 27-17 to the Colts, 33-21 to the Patriots, and then 33-24 to the Dolphins as well. So they're kind of a cold team right now if you look at the grand scheme of things, going 1-3 in their final four. And the Bills, like you mentioned, are kind of in an opposite situation right now, where they lost to the Patriots back in early December. They lost 14-10, obviously. They held tough against the Buccaneers, lost an overtime game there. But they beat the Panthers, 31-14. They then beat the Patriots 33-21. They beat the Falcons 29-15. And then they beat the Jets 27-10. So they are 4-1 in their last five, as compared to 1-3 in the Patriots' last four. I do give the Bills the upper hand here. Like you mentioned, if this does become a ground and pound game, I do think the Patriots have the upper hand. The Bills' running game is pretty obsolete. They do have Devin Singletary, who has kind of come on a little bit as of late, but that was kind of all due to game flow and handing the ball off against the Jets and all that good stuff. So it's going to be an interesting one to watch. I think both these teams obviously dislike each other, and the Patriots are ultimately kings of the AFC East, but the Bills feel like it's their time to kind of take the crown away from the Patriots. And if they're not careful, and if they don't, you know, make it far in the playoffs or win a Super Bowl, the Patriots are right behind them. Mac Jones is only going to get better. That team is only going to get better. So they do have to be careful moving forward in this division, the AFC East. I'm also going to go with the Bills in this matchup just from a pure offensive production standpoint. I trust Josh Allen more in this spot. If you look at the stats during the season, Josh Allen, 36 touchdowns to 15 interceptions, 4,400 yards. Mac Jones, 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 3,800 yards. So Josh Allen definitely has the upper hand, and he also has the experience as well. We've seen him make some late playoff pushes in this one. If you had to take an over under in this game, Luke, let's say it's 37.5 because of the weather. What do you think? Is slower paced game, low scoring, or a faster paced, high scoring game?
I think it's a knockout, drag out kind of game. It's going to be low scoring for me. Especially it's a night game. You know, if it's cold, players are going to be stiff. It's going to get to them a little bit. So I think it's going to be both defenses play pretty well, especially Bill Belichick in the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a low scoring game for me.
I agree. And I would even go as far to say, I don't think either of these teams reach 20 points in this game. I think it's going to be a 17-16 game, maybe 17-14, 16-13, something along those lines in this game. So Buffalo takes it overall. And to finish off the AFC side, Kansas City hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers, who on Sunday morning had a 9% chance to make the playoffs when they woke up to go play the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday. The Jaguars beat the Colts and pretty much knocked the Colts out of playoff contention. Pittsburgh takes care of business against the Ravens in a game that looked like it could have easily ended in a tie. Chris Boswell knocked in the game-winning field goal in overtime in that game. And then to finish off Sunday night, the Chargers and the Raiders, like we mentioned earlier, almost finished in a tie, which would have knocked the Steelers back out of playoff contention. Nonetheless, the 8-7-1 or 8-8-1, yeah, 8-8-1 Steelers, I think, end up making the playoffs, barely squeaking in. Big Ben has not hung it up yet. He's got one game left against these Chiefs. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, I think Big Ben even quoted and said, hey, look, out of all the 14 teams that are in the playoffs, we're number 14. Let's just go out there and have fun, which can be a good thing sometimes. You know, when you're going in there with no expectations, you're just like, hey, we're glad we made it. We're not that team yet. That can sometimes lead to good things, because you're not out there with like these high strung, like you're like getting antsy or anything like that. You're just out there having fun, and sometimes that leads to good things. And but I do think like they're gonna get probably the doors blown off of them. So
yeah, I mean, the one thing the Steelers have had this season has been a pretty reliable defense, and Najee Harris is a pretty reliable rusher. But that simply is just not going to get the job done against the Chiefs, who can air it out when they want. You know, they can dump it off. They have so many different schemes with Byron Pringle and Mecole Hardman and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and then you enter this Gore guy into the mix and Williams, and they just have so many pieces that can make plays behind the line of scrimmage and get yards that I think, you know, TJ Watt's going to have a career game to slow down the Chiefs in this one. But ultimately, I do see the Chiefs winning this. And I think Ben's direct quote was, what are we, like 20-point underdogs? Yeah, we don't really have a chance. Let's just go out and have some fun. So, but you mentioned takes the pressure off a little bit. The team can go out there and play loose. They don't, you know, the Chiefs have all the pressure on them being the two seed and at home. But I think, you know, the Chiefs saw this matchup and they're licking their lips just knowing that, you know, they kind of have a first round bye, if you will, in the first round, according to Ben Roethlisberger, not even according to me. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this one as well. So that sets us up on the AFC side, Tennessee versus Cincinnati, Buffalo versus Kansas City as well. So let's just finish off the AFC side and then we'll do a separate video. If you're watching on YouTube, check out the second video for the NFC side. But Luke, let's start with you. Tennessee hosts Cincinnati in the first round of the playoffs. Tennessee had the number one overall pick. They get the first round bye, projected to get Derrick Henry back, which could be a big, big move for the Tennessee Titans. What are your thoughts on this matchup with Cincy going to Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, it is really dependent on Derrick Henry because he is the running back king. So if he is back in the lineup, but it's his first game back, you know, it might be a little bit slow starting, but he was never really the fast starting running back anyway. He's going to hit you in the mouth until for three quarters, and the fourth quarter, you guys are just so tired and worn out that he's just going to run everywhere. So I would say I like Tennessee, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think when you see one seed versus a four seed or a three seed or whatever it is. This one seed is susceptible to losing. Sometimes they come out flat. So if they come out flat, then Cincinnati can hang some points. So I think it's going to be very close, but I'll take Tennessee if Derrick Henry's in the game.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is I've never bought into the Titans being good, and I don't know if that's me being a Jaguar fan and a Titan hater. I don't typically hold biases like that against a team, but this team really has not shown me anything special as far as proving to me they should be a number one seed. It was a down start for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some of the other teams in the AFC that are typically, you know, 12-13 win teams kind of had off seasons. The whole year in the AFC, people were beating everyone, which set up for a wonderful Sunday of controversy and just craziness. So Titans nonetheless do get the number one overall pick in this game, or do get the number one overall seed in these playoffs. And back in October, the Titans beat the Chiefs 27-3. So we do have to think of that. Like, the Titans did beat the Chiefs. Granted, it was during their lull. So they have beaten a good team. They've beaten a few good teams, actually. They did beat the 49ers a few weeks ago. They took care of business against the Dolphins, and then they took care of business against the Texans. But I think this Cincinnati offense could pose problems to just about anybody. It's almost like a poor man's Chiefs offense, if you will, just based on how explosive they can be at times. Let me think on this for a second. What was your pick, Tennessee hosting Cincinnati?
I said I'll take Tennessee if Derrick Henry's in the game. If Derrick Henry's not in the game, I'll actually take Cincinnati.
Okay, so we'll make note of that for sure. I'm going to go with... Oh my gosh, this is so tough. And obviously we haven't We haven't made these beforehand. You know what? I'm going to go with Cincinnati to win this one, even if Derrick Henry plays. I'll just say that straight up, just for the bracket purposes. I think Cincinnati does have what it takes on offense. Let's go Buffalo hosting Kansas City. We both have that matchup as well. Buffalo hosting Kansas City. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I think... this one's really tough too. I mean, they played, and what was it? It was a very close game. It was like 3 points or something like that when they played each other
this season.
Yeah, they played this season earlier. I think it was 27-23. Yeah,
Titans. Oh wait, Buffalo, Kansas City. Yeah, well, no, 38-20. Buffalo destroyed the Chiefs, and yeah, and that was in Kansas City. So Buffalo already knows what it takes to win in Kansas City.
Yeah, this one's very close. I mean, you can't really knock the Kansas City Chiefs. They have some great offensive weapons. The Bills have been playing very well late. I'll actually take the Buffalo Bills in this one. They'll get over that hump. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are kind of like their kryptonite. I mean, they took them out of the playoffs last year. So I think they get over the hump this time. They've been playing well of late. They're just going to keep it going. Give me the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to go with Kansas City in this one, and here's why. I think the rough spurt during the season that the Chiefs had where everyone was kind of writing them off and, oh, they're not the same team as they used to be. I think that can kind of help a team get stronger when you look at the adversity that they faced. And if the Chiefs weren't playing their best football during the season and they were still winning games, that scares me for when they are playing their best football. And it seems as of late they have been playing their best football. So I think the Chiefs do win this one. I mean, they've been kind of rolling teams over the last few weeks of the season, and we took a look at it, but just to kind of recap, you know, they did beat the Broncos in a close game this past week, but before that, 36-10 over the Steelers, 34-28 over the Chargers, 48-9 over the Raiders, 22-9 Chargers. They beat the Cowboys 19-9, 41-14 over the Raiders, 13-7 over the Packers, albeit I think Aaron Rodgers was out. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. I think earlier in the season, the Titans caught the Chiefs at the wrong time for the Chiefs and beat them. And that was the same spurt, same three game stretch as when the Bills played them. So I am going to go with Kansas City here. I think Mahomes can kind of pick it up in the playoffs and get the job done when needed. And plus, the defense has been playing a lot better, but it will be an extremely close game, which takes us to the championship for the conference or conference championship. Yeah, sorry. I was looking at it weird. So you have Buffalo traveling to Tennessee in this one. What do you think about this matchup?
I would take Buffalo in that one. I think this is the year for Buffalo Bills. Like I said, I like teams going into it very hot. The Kansas City Chiefs, as you just listed off, they've been coming into hot, but it's something about, you know, a revenge game, especially when you're playing at home. So they get to do that. They get to beat the Chiefs. They might come in, you know, having that be their Super Bowl, which is kind of scary. But like you said, I don't think the Tennessee Titans are a true number one seed. They are very susceptible to losing. They're lackluster at times. And I would take the Bills because the Bills have shown that they can be a number one seed in this conference. So I'll take the Buffalo Bills in that.
Yeah, and earlier in the season, it was 34-31. I think that was the game you were thinking of. It was a three-point game, very close game. And the Titans or the Bills had just come off playing the Chiefs, which obviously we know that takes a lot out of a team. So 34-31 was the Titans in favor of the Bills in Nashville as well. But I like that pick of Buffalo over Tennessee. And if I had Buffalo beating Kansas City, I would probably have Buffalo moving on as well, just because they're a team that's built for the playoffs. But I think their running game is constantly going to catch up to them, or lack thereof running game is going to catch up to them. And I have Kansas City hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in my conference championship, which I might just be seeing the Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, you know, connection and just falling in love with it, which is completely understandable. I think a lot of people are kind of facing that same thing. But ultimately, I think Kansas City has the experience in this spot, and I think this is where the Bengals' road comes to an end for this season. But I think they have a bright future. I just think the Chiefs have way too much going for them on offense for the Bengals to stop. We saw the Chargers put up a lot of points on the Bengals as well. And the Bengals, you know, outside of beating the Chiefs 34-31 earlier in January, you know, a lot of these shootout games, they weren't able to necessarily keep up for the most part. So I do like the Chiefs over the Bengals in this spot going into the Super Bowl. So we'll stop there for this video. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on a podcast platform, stick around right here for more content. We'll go to the NFC side and then make our Super Bowl predictions. If you're watching on YouTube, go find part two of this video. Like the video, subscribe, comment your thoughts, comment your picks on these. And while we have a chance, I want to give a big shout out to the boys over at Reinforcements. If you can see it right here, Reinforcements cards. It's a extremely fun strategic game that some of our friends from college actually made and have in productions, and they have a Kickstarter page. Find them on Instagram, Reinforcements. I think it's CG. Does that sound right, Luke? Reinforcements CG.
Yeah, I think it's CG. Yeah, Reinforcements CG.
And it's on Facebook as well, but just look for that logo, the R with the crown on top. A really fun game. You can play it as many times as you want in a row because there's multiple strategies that you can actually employ during your time, during the game. And it's fun for everyone, fun for all ages. It does take very little time to pick up and understand. Go check out Reinforcements card game on Instagram and Facebook and their Kickstarter page as well. But let's jump into the NFC side of this, Luke, where we have just as equal of crazy matchups and difficult matchups as the AFC side, with some new teams and some teams that we're not sure what we're going to get. But let's start off with the Monday night game at 8:15, Arizona traveling to the Rams. It is a divisional game, a divisional matchup, much like Buffalo, New England. Third time that these teams are meeting in the playoffs. Rams are a 4 seed. Cardinals are a 5 seed. What do you like in this matchup?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something about the Cardinals in their last stretch of games has been very lackluster. It's been kind of hard to watch sometimes, you know? So I like the Rams. I mean, they have enough good players, key players, that they're going to be doing well. And the fact that you can't close out games, especially when it comes to playoff time, that's when coaching really matters. I mean, it really shines through there. And I think I saw a stat the other day, the last few seasons of Cliff Kingsbury's, resume, the final stretch, just been losing them. So when it comes down to just strictly coaching, I'll take Sean McVay. And if it comes down to quarterbacks, I think Matt Stafford is the better quarterback. I think Kyler Murray is the more athletic quarterback, but I think Matt Stafford, with the weapons and the defensive side, they're going to take that game.
Yeah, and these two teams met all the way back at the beginning of the season, back in September, actually, and the Cardinals got the best of the Rams, 37-20 in LA. But as of recent, the Cardinals got knocked off at home 30-23 against the Rams back in mid-December. And since then, the Cardinals lost to the Lions 30-12. That was a huge surprise to a lot of people. Then they lost to the Colts 22-16. They barely squeaked out a win against the Cowboys 25-22. And then they lose by 8 against the Seahawks to close out the season. So they really crawled to the finish line. And if it wasn't for a hot start to their season, they would not be in the playoffs right now, just based on how they played the last few weeks, 1-4, closing out their final 5 games. But when you look at the Rams as well, they have a lot more playmakers, but they also, I think, have played some poor football as of late. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. Some poor football as of late, but I think they're the more talented squad when you look at it. And I think they have Cam Akers back as well. But Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson, and then adding OBJ, Tyler Higbee's been a great piece for them as well. And then you can't forget Aaron Donald on the front line of the defense as well, is always going to cause problems. I think Kyler Murray has issues sometimes seeing over defenders, being like 5'10" or whatever he is, 5'10", 5'9".
Shortest quarterback, I think, in the league.
Yeah, we've seen him have throwing issues, and I don't think it's going to get easier against Jalen Ramsey and the Rams. And the Rams just signed Eric Weddle, actually, to play safety. He's coming out of retirement just for the playoffs. So you love to see that. I'm going to go with the Rams as well in this matchup. I just think they are the more complete team at this point. But let's move on to the next game in the wild card round. We have the 49ers playing at Dallas Cowboys Sunday at 4:30. This is also the Nickelodeon game, so that'll be exciting to watch with all the slime and graphics that Nickelodeon puts up. 49ers at Cowboys, a huge rivalry from, I guess, historically in the NFL. What do you like in this matchup?
This game's going to be closer than what people think. I don't know which one. Obviously, Cowboys fans are going to say Cowboys are here and they're here to stay. But the Cowboys are basically riding on, is Dak Prescott playing well today? If he is, they're going to do fine. If he's not, they are very, very bad. So I'll take the Cowboys. They are playing at home, which is nice for them. I assume Jerry World's going to be rocking. I think Dak's going to come in. He's going to want to play his heart out. So I'll take the Cowboys in it. But, I mean, honestly, if Dak comes out flat and that San Fran defense, that defensive line gets to him, I mean, I can absolutely see this becoming ugly quick if the 49ers are playing solid on defense and Dak can't go anywhere with it. I can see this getting ugly pretty quick.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think both these teams are very similar as far as how they've played throughout the season. I think the Cowboys definitely are the more explosive team, but I think their floor is as low as their ceiling is high. And that scares me when you go into the playoffs not knowing what type of team you're going to get. And the 49ers, they faced a lot of adversity over the last month of the season, and they came back, fought their way into the playoffs by beating the Rams in week 18. They had an easy game against the Texans before that. They barely lost to the Titans. They beat the Falcons pretty handedly, and they beat the Bengals just before that. So they finished off the season 4-1 going into the postseason. The Cowboys obviously have been a good team as well, but I personally do like San Francisco in this matchup. I think San Francisco has kind of the time of possession game figured out. They're able to slow down the pace. They use Debo Samuel in a lot of different ways out of the backfield. Obviously with Elijah Mitchell, they do have some potential there to just be able to milk the clock, run the ball, and get, you know, keep Dak Prescott and the offense off the field. I also think Zeke Elliott hasn't been playing his best, which hurts the team. Tony Pollard hasn't been playing recently, but I think at the end of the day, I don't want to say the 49ers are the more complete team, but something just tells me they're the grittier team. They're going to fight more for it. I think the 49ers take it. Not to mention, this is Jimmy G's last year of his contract, so I could see him also going out there trying to put on a show, which could potentially lead to bad things for the 49ers. But at the end of the day, I think he's going to go out there and try and have a great game just for his contract year, with thoughts that he's moving on from the 49ers after this season. With Trey Lance being in San Francisco. So I'll go 49ers in this game, which leads us to the third and final NFC game of Wild Card Weekend. Sunday at 1 o'clock, your typical football time, we have the Eagles going to Tampa Bay to play the defending champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
I mean, you can't really bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs, especially when he's going up against the lowest team on that side of the bracket. The Eagles have been doing fine as of late. I mean, it's a good thing they got in there. They've been playing pretty well. I think Jalen Hurts has finally found it. He's like, hey, I'm here to stay. But when you go up against the Buccaneers, you have to worry about their defense. You have to worry about their offense. They have so many weapons. And then you also have Tom Brady at the best to ever do it, playing quarterback. He might throw for 400 on you. He can do it for 400 on any team. It doesn't matter who you are. He can still do it. So, this is a Bucs game. The Eagles might come out, you know, hit them in the mouth quickly, but then it's going to be game over from there.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair way to put it. And we saw the Eagles struggle a few months ago, I guess, at this point, against the Chiefs. No punts in that game against the Chiefs. And I think that the Buccaneers pose a very similar issue for the Eagles as far as their offense goes. The Eagles secondary has been susceptible to big plays. Darius Slay does hold down the secondary for the Eagles, which is, you know, always good to have that kind of lockdown corner for your team. But at the end of the day, I think Tom Brady is smart enough. He's seasoned enough, of course, at this point. And he just became the oldest player ever to lead the league in passing yards for a season. But this team is 4-1 over their last five, with their only loss coming to the New Orleans Saints, which everyone could expect. But they had the Falcons before that. They had the Colts before that and the Giants before that. So this team is 7-1 in their last eight. This team is hot. The Buccaneers are hot. I am also going to go with the Tom Brady-led Buccaneers in this game. I think they get Leonard Fournette back and Giovanni Bernard as well. Gronkowski's always going to be a problem. They don't have Chris Godwin, but Mike Evans is still there. Rashad Perryman stepped up. That guy, surreal something. I can't remember his name. He won the game. He caught the game winner against the Jets. They just seem to find ways to get it done, even with Cameron Brate too. And wouldn't it be nice for them to just keep marching on without Antonio Brown on the sidelines and just say, man, we could have gotten you a second Super Bowl ring if you would have just stuck around. So that's the end of the wild card picks. We do have Matt took the Rams over the Cardinals, the Cowboys over the Niners, and the Bucks over the Eagles. And then Devbo, who I'll preface this with, is an Eagles fan, took the Cardinals over the Rams, took Dallas over San Francisco, and then took Philadelphia over Tampa Bay to move on to the divisional round of the playoffs. Let's go to that divisional round and start with you. The Rams playing at the Packers for the NFC, for a berth at the NFC Championship game. Who do you like here?
I am going to take the Packers. You're going to see Jalen Ramsey on Davante Adams. I'm assuming he's probably going to just play like on him at all times. It's not going to be, oh, I play on this side. I think he's going to just shadow him. But I think that Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams have such a chemistry together, and Aaron Rodgers is such a smart quarterback. He's going to make up plays and pick plays that are legal, and he can get around them. They've done it before. I remember there was some video, I think it was maybe last year, even in the playoffs or something, that Jalen Ramsey got scored on because you had Davante Adams running from this side to that side. Jalen Ramsey tried to follow him and just got picked by his own players. It's just that that team is very smart. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, and I think he's coming out. He's going to win one. I think he's going to win one for Green Bay and then say, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, I think Green Bay is definitely one of the best put together teams. Their defense in the past has kind of held them back, but I think they kind of have that corrected a little bit. They've been playing a lot better as of late. But you can't really sleep on, you know, Davante Adams and AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones, and you know, even Alan Lazard is out there making plays. Like, they just have guys
Lizard
that
King.
Yeah, the Lizard King. They just have guys, former Jacksonville Jaguar. We all know and love them. They just have guys that can make plays, and I think that's what it takes in the playoffs is having guys that can make plays. I mean, we saw, like we talked about with the Bucs coming back to beat the Jets. That's not a game that you would expect the Bucs to ever be down in, but they found a way to make plays. They came back and won that game. That's what I think the Packers are, so I do like that pick for you. And I have Packers hosting the 49ers, and I also am going to take the Packers here. I think the Packers are going to be too much to handle for the 49ers defense. That's played well, but they don't really have any studs like the Rams do in Jalen Ramsey, players like that. So I think the buck stops there for the 49ers, and Green Bay marches on past the 49ers in the NFC divisional round to go on to the conference championship. And then you have Tampa Bay hosting the Dallas Cowboys in your second divisional round in the NFC. Who do you like in this matchup?
I'll take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that obviously the like you said before, the floor and the ceiling for the Dallas Cowboys is wide as ever. Probably the widest of all teams. I don't think any team that's in there, maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs, you could say that this team might score 0 points or they might score like 30. But the Dallas Cowboys are definitely one of those teams. Like you said, Tony Pollard and Zeke, the running backs, haven't been doing too well. And the Bucs defense is obviously pretty good at it. They have all offensive weapons all over. And I think the floor for the Bucs is always at least solid. They're going to get you probably 20 plus, and the fact that the Cowboys are hot or cold is very scary. So I'm going to take Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to win this game. And I think it'll be like a 14 point loss for the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, I like that pick. If I had this matchup, I would have taken the Bucs as well. I have the Bucs hosting the Rams, who, let's not forget, back early in the season, the Rams did beat the Buccaneers 34-24. Stafford throwing for 4 touchdowns in that game. But Stafford's play has pretty much steadily declined over the last month of the season. He has not been himself. I don't know if you can sit here and say the tape is out, so that's why the Rams have been kind of sluggish. I think the Rams have had a lot of superstars carrying their team to victory over the last few weeks. We saw that catch up to them against the 49ers, where the 49ers came back and won that game, but barely squeaking out a win against the Ravens 20-19. They had a fight and claw their way back into that game, beating the Vikings 30-23, beating the Seahawks 20-10, and then beating the Cardinals 30-23. They've had a lot of close games recently, outside of the Jags 37-7. Over the Jags. Packers, they lost by 8 to the Packers, 36-28. I just think the Rams are too wishy-washy of a team, lost to the 49ers 31-10. They haven't been playing their best football, and unless they use this week to kind of figure it out going into the playoffs, I'm nervous for the Rams even against the Cardinals. And for that reason, I'm not going to take them to advance past the Buccaneers, just because part of me feels like they might not even get past the Cardinals to begin with. So I'm also going to go with Tampa Bay. Matt took Green Bay over the Rams and Dallas over the Bucks, and then Devin took Philadelphia, of course, over Green Bay and Dallas over Arizona. And as for Jacob's picks in the NFC, he has the Cardinals beating the Rams, the Cowboys beating the 49ers, the Bucks beating the Eagles, and then he has the Cowboys going on to beat the Buccaneers and the Packers going on to beat the Cardinals, and he sets up with a Packers Cowboys NFC championship there. So interesting stuff from those guys as well. But we get down to the NFC championship for each of us. It did come down no matter how we got there. Green Bay hosting Tampa Bay. Who do you like in this? A rematch of last year's NFC championship that saw the Green Bay Packers throw away an opportunity to beat the Buccaneers leading at halftime. Bucks came back and won that game, went on to win the Super Bowl. What do you like in this matchup?
Yeah, I watched that game. I remember it was like the last play or two going into halftime. I think Tom Brady found Scotty Miller just a dot in between two defenders to end the half. And that really kept them in the game and kept it close enough for them to pull out the victory. But this is a different Aaron Rodgers, I think. I think this year he is on a warpath to be like, hey, I don't like what you guys did to me. I'm going to go out there and show you what you're going to lose, and then I'm going to walk out the door. So I think Aaron Rodgers is on a warpath. I think he is a different mindset. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to win this game. I also really like their defense. I mean, their defense has been playing very well. They have some great pieces all across the board, especially with Jair Alexander playing at corner. I mean, I'll take the Green Bay Packers to go into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I echo a lot of what you just said there. I think last year the Packers and Aaron Rodgers had a lot of uncertainty about his future with the team. They weren't too sure as to where he was going to stand during the offseason. Obviously, he held out for a number of weeks and then ended up returning to Green Bay. And then this year, he's come out over the last few weeks and said, I'm realizing I could have done some things better within the relationship between the Packers and the organization, or between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. He feels like he could have maybe asked to be involved and not been expected to be involved from the beginning. So those are some things that have come out, and he's kind of since changed his tone from, okay, this might be my last season, to, okay, we're kind of working things out, which is pretty exciting if you're a Packers fan, if you ask me. But over the last few weeks, obviously they lost to the Lions. We'll chalk that up as a week 18. Packers were already clinched the number one seed. But before that, they held the Vikings to 10, the Browns to 22. They beat the Ravens 31-30 in a heartbreaking loss for the Ravens, 45-30 over the Bears, 36-28 over the Rams. I guess I say all that to say is, if this team has to win a low-scoring affair, a slugfest, they can, and they've proven that. If they need to win a shootout, they can do it. They can score points at will. They can control the time of possession. I mean, this matchup, Packers versus Bucks, is maybe the most exciting matchup you could ask for in the playoffs this season, which is why I'm so excited about it, and I'm going to take Green Bay to knock off Tampa Bay as well, which sets us up for the Super Bowl. You have Buffalo versus Green Bay. I have Kansas City versus Green Bay. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this game's out in L.A. Is that right? 2022 Super Bowl?
I believe so. They wanted to make it SoFi.
Yeah, I believe this is out in L.A. because I remember during the season people talking about the potential of the Rams and Chargers playing the Super Bowl in their own stadium. So both these teams traveling out to Inglewood, California, probably for much better weather conditions than in Buffalo or Green Bay on February 13th. So what do you expect in this matchup for you, Buffalo versus Green Bay in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I would actually really enjoy that game. It sounds like it's going to be a close one. I think people often get tired of seeing the same team show up in the Super Bowl or even like college football. You know, you just have that recency where it's, oh, this team's back at it again. So that's personally kind of why I don't want to see Kansas City back in there. So I think Buffalo and Green Bay would be a fun one to watch. I think it'd be a close game until probably the fourth quarter, where you just see Aaron Rodgers just be Aaron Rodgers and take over. to have a game-winning drive. I'll take Green Bay. I'll take Aaron Rodgers to beat the Buffalo Bills. I think both defenses are playing well. I just think that the offense for the Green Bay Packers is that much better.
Yeah, I think Green Bay has proven time and time again this season that they are the best team. There's been very few times where we've come out of a Sunday or a Monday and said, wow, that team's struggling, that team's in a rut, or has to come over some obstacles, whatever it is. Like, they have been pretty much the cleanest team in the NFL this season, which is exactly why they won't win it, right? At the end of the day, everyone expects them to win it, but ultimately, I also have the Green Bay Packers beating the Kansas City Chiefs in this matchup. I think Green Bay is just on a different level in a lot of aspects. That game will likely be a shootout, as both offenses are far and away better than their defenses. I would be confident in saying that. But to see Mahomes play Brady last year and then to play Rodgers this year would be a lot of fun to watch too. And Mahomes just continuing to solidify why he's one of the best in the league, if not a top three, top two quarterback in the league right now. But Kansas City, I think, has enough to hold with them offensively. I just trust Green Bay's play calling. I trust their, not that I don't trust Andy Reid. I think this is a very evenly matched game between Kansas City and Green Bay. At the end of the day, the Aaron Rodgers effect, the Devontae Adams effect, I just think this team has what it takes to get over the hump and win the Packers' first Super Bowl, I think, since 2010, when the Packers beat the Steelers some time ago. So it's going to be a fun playoff. If you had to pick a score prediction for you, Green Bay versus Buffalo, what would you go with?
I'd say it's going to be 30-24.
30-24, Green Bay over Buffalo. I'm going to go with 37-31, Green Bay over Kansas City. I'm expecting a lot of points in this game, as I just mentioned. But let's look elsewhere. Matt had Tennessee beating Kansas City in the AFC Championship going on to the Super Bowl, and had Green Bay defeating Dallas, with Green Bay winning over Tennessee in the Super Bowl 32-25. And then Devin had Kansas City over Tennessee in the AFC Championship. He then had Philadelphia over Dallas in the NFC Championship, with Philadelphia beating Kansas City 41-36. And he referenced back the game earlier in the regular season where neither team punted the ball and it was just an offensive slugfest. And then looking at Jacob's bracket, he had the Bengals knocking off the Chiefs in the divisional round and then going on to knock off the Titans in the conference championship. So the Bengals in the Super Bowl for Jacob. And then he had the Packers knocking off the Cowboys in a rivalry as old as the league itself, Packers over Cowboys. And then he has the Packers defeating the Bengals to win the Super Bowl as well. So four of the five of us picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl. And if it wasn't for Devin being an Eagles fan, I have a feeling he maybe would have picked the Packers as well. Maybe the Chiefs. I'm not sure where his allegiance lies there. But all in all, I'm excited for this playoffs. I think there's going to be a lot of good matchups, a lot of good football to watch. There's not a lot of teams that I look at and say, ew, I don't want to watch them. So I'm excited for it. Thoughts from you, Luke?
Yeah, no, I think at least these teams are all good teams in the playoffs. There's one team I probably wouldn't watch, the Steelers, but you do get to see on the other side of the ball, Kansas City, which is always fun to watch. So yeah, I think all of these, especially on the NFC side, I think the NFC side is probably the one that is most intriguing to me. On the AFC side, I think the Bengals would be my intrigue team of this playoffs, because I want to just see how far they can go. But in the NFC side, I think it's the closest matchup games.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the NFC side has more intrigue, but I think the AFC side has a little bit more uncertainty, which is exciting. Outside of the Chiefs, a lot of these teams have had difficulties in the playoffs. They've had rough roads in the playoffs. So outside of the Chiefs, I mean, I'm excited to see if Tennessee's legit, if they get knocked off by Cincinnati, if the Raiders can somehow squeak out a win against the Bengals. What happens between Buffalo and New England round three, that's going to be crazy. If Big Ben and the Steelers can put up any sort of fight in what would presumably be Big Ben's last game. But then you look at the NFC side, a matchup with the Rams and Packers would be a great one to watch, trying to figure out what the Dallas Cowboys are and if San Francisco is going to just come out and assert their dominance against the Cowboys, and then seeing what Tom Brady can do in this season, what, 20 plus years into his NFL tenure. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And Luke, if there's nothing else from you, we'll hang it up. I appreciate you being here, man. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. No, thank you. It's always fun. You know, this is going to be a good weekend of football. Get your bets out there. Bet responsibly, but get your parlays. Get your bets in there.
Get your bets in there, your over-unders as well. I've been recently on a bit of a NCAA basketball first half over-under bet trend, so that's been really fun to watch random college basketball games. But anyways, this is going to be fun. Pooj crew, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Pooji Podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go find us on your preferred podcast streaming platform. Share us with your friends. Let people know about us and tune in for every episode right here on the Pooji Podcast. But whatever you do, go make this world a better place and take care.